brings us to the story corner portion of tonight's show, and I will be re-airing a radio tale that I wrote in 2015, and it's one of my favorites, and it was one of the first radio tales. It is a story that I wrote about a group of girls that I hung out in high school with. We hung out at a Greasy Spoon, the E&B restaurant, which was located on Kingsway in Vancouver, just off Victoria Drive. So sit back and hope you enjoy it.
Radio Tale number 15, Fries and Gravy and Three Songs for a Quarter.
You might have heard this before. I know I have. 'Cause this song is called Alice's Restaurant. It's about Alice and the restaurant. But Alice's Restaurant was never the name of a restaurant. That was always just the name of this song. And I guessed it. Well, that's probably why I still call this song Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant.
As 7 teenage girls nestled into a booth at the E&B restaurant, a booth ladled in red vinyl seating and sounded by jukebox favorites.
The waitress approached the table,
ready to take the order and to respond to the quick-thinking comments of all of us. I recall she found us funny and complimentary, and if any of us were ever rude, she was quick to tell us. I remember one time someone was especially mouthy towards her, and she seemed genuinely hurt, probably because we were regulars. And I think she liked us as much as we liked her. Like clockwork, I ordered fries and gravy at $1.35 a plate. As I think back, my mouth begins to water. I remember them like it's yesterday. A large oval 70s-style porcelain plate of fries smothered in beef gravy. If I had a dollar for every plate I ordered in the 4 years that we frequented the E&B restaurant, I think I'd be retired by now. In some exotic country, no doubt. Eating fries and gravy, I'm sure.
You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Except in Alice, you can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant.
While we waited for our order, we took turns playing favorite tunes. At 3 for a quarter, I'd make a selection and offer out the other two until my turn came around again. We played songs that spanned the years. Ruby Tuesday, Stairway to Heaven, Angie, Dreamboat Annie. And then there was my favorite, a song from British singer-songwriter Al Stewart, Ear of the Cat.
On a morning from a boat got moving, in a country where they turn back time. You go strolling through the crowd like Pete DeLore contemplating a crime. She comes out.
In having found a place that we'd branded our own, we found solace. We even had our own booth. Close to the phones, close to the bathrooms, close to our hearts, you could say. It was our hangout for many a lunch hour, often taking us into the afternoon. Extended lunch hours could be determined by disliked classes, teachers, overdue assignments, and emotional teenage girl upsets, to be cried over cold cups of tea and coffee and smoldering cigarettes.
In the corner of the bar, there stands a jukebox with the best of country music, old and new. For a quarter, somebody else's songs when yours are through. I got good Kentucky whiskey
Known for its eccentrics, the cafe housed blue-collar sorts, from night shift workers, longshoremen, and tradesmen, as well as police officers, drug dealers, and a few junkies working it off. With coffee at 50 cents a cup and free refills, the cups kept coming. Although cops working the beat or passing through Vancouver's east side would stop in for a cheap meal, once they had entered the establishment, they were off duty and the cafe was off limits. It was like passing over into another world, as Peter did in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Once inside the cafe, the cops turned a blind eye to the goings-on within. Although it struck me odd that the police officers never questioned where we teenagers were supposed to be, over time it became apparent that the cafe was a sanctioned place, that the law enforcement of any of the regulars, including the teenagers, would somehow have been like breaking code. Always a group of seven. However, most of us met at Gladstone Secondary. A few of us started at Gladstone while many transferred in at different points from other schools. They came from all over the city: Little Flower Academy, Notre Dame High School, Templeton, and Van Tech. So that by grade 11, we were seven. Yet as life would have it, we were seven for a very short time. Because after high school, things changed quickly.
She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright, or in the darkest night, no one knows.
Although many of us tried to stay in touch after high school, it was really hard to hang on. Life changed. Aside from going in different directions and figuring out our place in the world, friendships fizzled and plans waned. Gone through life, there have been many times where I've thought of these girls and how they helped to form who I became and the music that I gravitated towards. And there are just so many fond memories. It's a sort of paradox when you lose touch with people who were there during, you know, your formative years when you were either a young child or a teenager trying to find your way in the world. Perhaps going our separate ways over time is to be expected. It's not necessarily a bad thing. It just means our paths are taking us in a different direction. Perhaps it was all just a part of growing up. Then again, maybe it was all just a dreamboat Annie.
1987, a collection of Billie Holiday songs were released on the CD Ultimate Billie Holiday. Off that CD, I have a song in keeping with tonight's theme of springtime. So here we have Billie Holiday with Some Other Spring.
Some other spring to love. Now I still cling to faded blossoms, fresh when worn, left crushed and torn, like the love affair I mourn. Some other spring, when twilight falls, will the night bring another to me? Not your kind, but let me find it's not true that love is blind. Sunshine is ice. Love, once you found me, but can that story unfold twice? Some other spring will my heart wake, stirring to sing music, then forget the old duet and love in summer, spring. Sun shines around me, but deep is ice. Love, once you found me, but can that story unfold twice? Some other spring will my heart wake, stirring to music, then forget the old duet and love in summer.
Up next, we have BC Band with Hollow Ponds off their 2011 CD, Hollow Ponds. Have a listen.
To my sister in the land of thieves, little Cooper Jackson shares his day with me. Tell her we be doing fine till the summer ends. Say I hope she's doing well when she's on the mend. I hope she's doing well when she's on the mend. Cause I've been missing home like a long lost friend. I could tell you where they live and how they made it there, but if you ask me how they're doing, it would be a guess. I say I hope they're doing well, they deserve the best. I hope they're doing well, they deserve the best. Meet by the Hollow Ponds, where the short grass turns to long. Speak till the evening's gone to rest. Thank you. outside the village with a strawberry beer. The spiders may be crawling, but we'll steer well clear. And we'll talk into the night about the coming months. Remembering our story while a little drunk. Remembering our story just a little drunk. A Sunday and my parents for a chicken roast. They may overcook the veggies, but they're the hosts. They always open their door to whoever needs. Like a family in crisis or a bloody knee. A family in crisis or a bloody knee. Me by the olive ponds, where the short grass turns to long. Speak till the evening's gone. You always feel the strain when you leave them be. But I know that the happy one the best for me. But if I could tell them how I'm doing, maybe make amends. Tell them I'll be coming home, I just don't know when. I'll be coming home, still I don't know when.
Next we have a song from Farmer the Band. This band originated in southern BC. The tune I have is off their 2017 CD, When the Rails Bends. Here we have Season to Change.
Gathering, praying for the weather to change. It's hard to speak in the thick southern air, break a sweat just trying to sleep. Curtains drawn, but the light's still coming in. Ain't no rest for these tired feet. It won't take too long. Season to change. I'm counting down the days. How long for the season to change? My newspaper lays outside my door. Headlines bleed out in the street. Stories written in black and white, color lines in the space between. Won't take too long for the seasons to change. Counting down the days. How long it won't be long. How long it won't be long. How long it won't be long for the seasons to change. There's a hole in the clouds outside my window. Sun wakes to the smell of rain. A Beatles song plays on the radio. Blackbird, she flies away. Won't be too long for the seasons to change. I'm counting down the days. How long it won't be long. 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 The season will change.
And now for something a little festive. With the Easter long weekend upon us, I have a song from the 1948 film Easter Parade, a tune from Judy Garland and Fred Astaire. Here we have Easter Parade.
Never saw you look quite so pretty before. Never saw you dress quite so handsome, what's more. I could hardly wait to keep our date this lovely Easter morning. And my heart beat fast as I came through the door. It, you'll be the grandest fellow in the Easter parade. I'll be all in clover, and when they look us over, we'll be the proudest couple in the Easter parade. On the avenue, guy I'm taking to the Easter parade.
On the avenue, Fifth Avenue, the photographers will snap us, and you'll find that you're in the rotogravure.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to another edition of The Arts Edge. You've been listening to a springtime show with songs that have spring in the title or themes there within. Stay tuned to Wave Station coming up next, and now I leave you with one final tune. This song was recorded in 2021 by 16-year-old Emma Stevens out of the Maritimes. Young Emma recorded this song with her classmates, and it was a big hit, and she's since recorded several other tunes. So here we have Emma Stevens singing Blackbird in her native language, Mi'kmaq. Good night, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend.
Police get Chwabinito. Gnama see it lie jadim. Delpitausen. Eskamadamus and Negnigan Minjasin. Police get Chwabinito. Bin again, mid again. Delbe dowsin. Eskimo moose and negnege say yasin. Boodleys get. Lie jassy. Don't was the deck bonic bike do.
Hey there, little buddy. Are you lost? No, it doesn't seem like there's a tag on you. Nor any markings. Are you a stray? Oh, you poor thing. Are you injured? I better bring you into the SPCA. They'll know what to do. Every day, pets are lost and found astray on our busy streets. Most animals belong in the neighborhoods in which they are found, and their guardians may be out looking for them. If you think you have found a lost animal, report the animal as found to the BC SPCA and let them know if you are willing to hold on to the animal until the guardian comes forward. If you're unable to hold on to the animal, please contact our BC SPCA Provincial Call Center at 1-855-622-7722 for direction on where to...